I had a sudden inspiration to do some work in Blender, a program which I spent a little time trying to understand and frankly bounced off it because the interface had all sorts of assumptions for people who had been using it for a very long time. And it had just been reintroduced as version 4.0, and I suddenly had an epiphany of how I could probably make this happen. I could go online and pay somebody $25 to spend an hour with me. There's people you can find doing this on all sorts of sites. You give them a little bit of money, you share your screen, and they talk you through piloting this program. You find out some of the basics, some of the assumptions, and hopefully, if they're good, they walk you through what you need to know to get started. But this isn't about adventures with Blender. This is about the fact that it was an epiphany for me to once again realize how different my learning approaches have been over the years, and what works for me and what doesn't, and if there's anything to be learned from that. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Learning for me has always been a rocky road, and I've tried to spend time understanding why certain subjects just get absorbed by me, while others never see me paying any attention to them minutes after we're done. This, you can imagine, was a problem in school. If I liked a subject, took an interest in it, I'd excel. But if somebody hadn't made the value proposition to me, if I couldn't understand why I was learning this or what it was for, I was incredibly capable of faking just enough interest to not look like I was elsewhere, while simultaneously remembering nothing. Coming to terms with all this, decades later, has been a bit of an adventure. I now realize that textfiles.com and the work I was doing on bulletin board systems gave me that discipline and that interest for me to learn skills of reading information quickly, collating and sorting files that I found, operating systems and computer techniques to do the things I wanted. So I didn't completely avoid learning. I just learned a set of skills that were very good in one environment and worthless in many others. I didn't learn how to socialize in the ways I think I should have. I didn't learn how to express myself or to hold myself in a crowd. It seems ludicrous now, but there was a time when I was painfully shy, painfully directed inward in such a way that I didn't relate to anyone around me, or a very, very precious few. This reflexive lack of interest could cause me an incredible amount of difficulty, failing grades in required subjects, not being able to recount basic information that people needed, and a general lack of discipline when it came to projects, keeping track of all the different components and pieces of something, such that people who were focused in that way of thinking learned not to include me. This vicious cycle meant that I didn't learn these skills underneath people who did understand them. Instead, if something fell under a general heading of a skill I had taught myself, whether it was sorting a bunch of envelopes or going through a bunch of data and classifying it, I seemed to be better than anyone they had hired or anyone who had helped in the project. But if it was something else, something I didn't know, I'm positive I must have come off as the laziest, most disinterested person on the team. Somewhere in my 30s, working on my documentaries, I started to piece together this problem to be able to learn in a way that would be beneficial to me, or even more pressingly, required to know. And the way that I did that was giving myself narratives. Narratives and stories of knowing that this was at the end of the rainbow. If I took this path, I would get a reward, even if that reward was extremely abstract. So learning all the different ways that a lens worked, researching all sorts of parts and pieces of something I could have just thrown together, and taking those extra hours to hone and practice and understand how something worked so that I could do it in a near reflexive way became something I enjoyed. Fooling myself into thinking every single detail would have vital use at the end of the study period became my default mode. The learning itself became the research that I was doing, turning some required piece of work into a research project to learn things that I would then use later was just the trick to get me through what used to be an immediate quitting. At the age that I am now, I still have to tell myself that learning something has a purpose, but I've become good at thinking of learning about something as being something worthwhile, no matter what the subject is. Clicking on a link to read an entire blog entry about a subject, or tracking down information about something I happen to see go by, curiosity driving me into more and more obscure rabbit holes as I go along, becomes the methodology by which I am able to learn at my age. When I say that there was a differential in my high school and college years, I'm not kidding. If I cared about something, I'd get an A. If I didn't care, I would fail. I would drop out. There was a pitch that had to happen. And the pitches of you won't be able to get into college, you might fail out of college, didn't utterly matter. From my years of being online, I knew there were worlds beyond worlds beyond worlds. My high school world, I could see the boundaries beyond it. And my college life, well, I knew there were cities beyond cities, and I would find my place. None of that required me to understand this obscure subject or this weird writing course. So when I say that my initial thoughts about learning Blender by working with somebody who's a little further down the road than me, what I mean is that what I think I have to have for that subject to stay with me is to turn it into a conversation, to turn it into a time that I and a friend, even a paid one, discuss the meaning of what we are doing, to figure out the philosophy behind how Blender put itself together, to talk about interfaces and menus and what these keys mean and how far it goes back. I'm fully aware that if this application is like any other one, it's got a core set of values that pervade all of the keyboard shortcuts and the submenus and pop-up windows that make it what it is. I just need to learn them. And why am I learning them? Because I feel like learning a little bit about making interesting rooms and models in a 3D space. My life won't end if this doesn't work. I'm not going to pressure myself or make myself miserable claiming that I'm less of a person if I don't learn this subject. But I do recognize that pitch, that narrative, wouldn't it be neat to have another tool in my toolbox, will work in the short term, maybe the long. And that ultimately, maybe what I've really learned over all these years is to learn how I learn, and then use this newfound knowledge about learning to polish off a few gaps, a few holes in my thoughts, in my experience, and my tools, so that as time goes forward, I'll know that when these needs come up, which I cannot possibly see now, I'll be ready. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bigquianu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, Benjamin Guts, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Maybe the biggest difference between when I was learning as a teenager and a 20-something is the power of these search engines. Whether they're images or text, something in them allows me to make a bunch of comparative data very quickly and look for trends in what I'm trying to find out. I think being able to break out of just the basic information I have in front of me and be able to find tangents and cross connections and stories and narratives in them makes it a little easier now. And I just say this because I could pat myself on the back that a half century later, I know what I'm doing. Let's not go that far. I know that I know that I don't know what I'm doing.